Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
505, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It is Halloween. And, well, we got candy in store here at palatial Katz Family Manor. Stately Katz Manor. Does that work for everybody? But I already had the highlight of my day. A couple of moments ago, heading out to the Architect deck, and there's Julia. Music is playing. Julia's smiling. That's it. It's all downhill from there. Don't tell Maloney, but, you know, he's no Julia Katz. He's pretty good, though. I want to share a couple of quick texts coming in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And then we are going to talk with my buddy Brian Maloney. Let's see. Tim in Chesterfield says, Jeff, caramel popcorn. That's it. That's the best one. All right, I'll take that. I'll do that. I still believe that Reese's peanut butter cups are the best way to go. When I was a kid, it was Reese's. And growing up in Philadelphia, Tasty Cake was only available in Philadelphia. They had full-size fudge bars. I used to know exactly which house. There was one house on the backside of where we lived. They gave them out every year, every kid that came by. And my mom would never buy them for us. So we went, we got ours, and we would take like a little tiny nibble out of it and then wrap it up, and we'd have it for a month or so. It was good stuff. Caramel popcorn, that's okay. 757 says, Jeff, I agree. People who have no children just don't feel the same as those of us who do. However, those childless people should think about the future as well. I just don't think they've thought about their future as they should. I agree with you. I agree with you. If you don't have kids, you do not have the same view. You do not have the same amount of skin in the game. And certain things become far more important to you than they should be. 804, Jeff, Mark Cuban said you never see smart women around Trump. Oh, God, give it a break already. Seriously. I think Mark Cuban thought he was going to be Secretary of the Treasury or something for Kamala Harris, but we'll see. Hey, Brian Maloney is joining us. Very few people I know who are able to analyze political races as well as Brian does. Been doing it for a long time. One of the best talk radio personalities ever, ever. Brian, appreciate you being here, man.
Oh, Mark Cuban. Oh, don't even get me started, Jeff.
Well, now that you bring it up, what are you thinking about Mark Cuban? God,
well, he's trying to look like Rachel Maddow now. What's that about? He's trying to look like a middle-aged woman. He's pulling that off, but everything else with him is just... And, you know, he's really an accidental billionaire. I mean, he basically sold a worthless company for, you know, a ton of money back in the dot-com era. He's just a very, very lucky guy, one of the few who got out unscathed.
Yeah.
And has... turned himself this year into the, you know, Mr. Kamala Harris.
Why do you think that is? Because I go back long enough, and I know you do as well. Cuban always struck me as a libertarian, right?
Yeah.
Free market, lead your life, don't bug me. But now all of a sudden, man, he's just all in with the left.
Well, some kind of deal must have been made. There's got to be more to the story, because to just have some kind of, you know, if you're going to chalk it up to a change of heart or whatever, what's the case? You know, and the thing is, every time they interview Mark Cuban on CNBC, was one on the morning show a couple weeks ago. It was Mark Kernan. He was asking, or Joe Kernan,
yep,
asking him about, you know, okay, so here's Harris's policies, 1, 2, 3, 4. Which ones do you agree with? He didn't agree with any of them. And so if you don't agree with any of her policies, then why are you supporting her?
Yeah. Do you not think that he just, for whatever reason, he hates Trump?
It's got to be something like that. You know, there's got to be something more to this story. But he's as annoying as Bruce Springsteen out there and a few of these other clowns that I so, you know, the Bruce Springsteen. And please don't let him sing anymore, please.
God, I know. Is he threatening to move if Trump wins? Isn't that what he's
saying? None of them ever actually do it. You know, we hear this all the time, right? You know? I mean, it's just, you know, we've got some obnoxious people out there. We really do in our popular culture.
Yeah, I'm amazed all the time. Brian Maloney is joining us. Brian is, well, Brian's many things. You're one of the greatest broadcasters you're one of the greatest broadcasters I've ever met, one of the best talk show hosts that anybody could ever have hoped to have listened to. You've been inside on political campaigns and organizing and the rest of it. And you're a dad. You know, we were talking a little bit about this, Brian. I'm curious if you don't mind just venturing an opinion through this perspective. Those of us who have kids see this race in a very different way than those people who don't.
Well, I mean, I think it just comes down to will our children, will the next generations have any kind of freedom and know what America has been and what America could be again? Yeah. You know, our potential. This is a country that has always had so much potential, and we've started to lose that.
Yep.
And, you know, because I think about this a lot. It's like, you know, I had a role in bringing, you know, I've got two children, and I'm, you know, God created them. I didn't, but I certainly parented them. And bottom line is, I didn't bring two children into the world so that Harris and these, you know, finger wagging librarians, scolds, you know, could tell my children what to do every day. And that's what it boils down to.
Well, what about Megan Rapinoe? Would you take a good finger wagging from now she has pink hair, the former son?
No way. I wouldn't go anywhere near her.
No, by the way, you know, Brian, she's saying that if Trump wins, there will be, quote, a violent reality. So the left is already telling us what they plan to do.
Well, and that's what, you know, I have friends who are sending me texts and messages, you know, like, you know, what should I do to prepare? Or one person said, you know, they were preparing for violence. And, you know, and I started to think, is that really, are we really going to have that? I mean, I don't know, but I mean, I think then I thought, you know, I follow the left every day of the week, and maybe I'm missing, maybe I'm refusing to see what they're doing. I don't know. I can't imagine them taking a Trump victory without erupting in the streets. Can you? I can't imagine them just doing that.
No, Brian, I think that if President Trump is reelected, then we will see a whole slew of those mostly peaceful protests pop up yet again across America.
Well, and that's just it. So what, you know, what do we need to do to protect ourselves and our families? Could it get that bad? So, you know, I think to me, I think, Jeff, that Election Day is when everything begins. You know, it's the beginning of this next phase, not the end. It's the, you know, first we have to see what kind of cheating they pull off, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we've already seen evidence of that in Michigan. We've already got hardcore, you know, we've already got bona fide evidence that I've been spreading around, and other people have been too, where one person seemed to have voted about 100 times. Yep. And then they caught that student, I think student from China who had voted, and they said, oh, well, this rarely ever happens. I'm laughing. I think, well, it's just rare that you do anything about it, but it's happening all the time. Come on. I mean, we're not stupid.
No. And it you know what? It's also not just the folks who are voting. It's their efforts to keep other people from voting. You saw this thing out of Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and people want to say, oh, it's a backwards county. Dude, I grew up in Philadelphia. I've known Bucks County since the day I was old enough to get on a bus and go to Bucks County. Not backwards, but Democrats strong at this point. You saw the nonsense. There's a video out there, I shared it, of a police officer somewhere telling a guy with a MAGA hat, and all it says is make America great again.
Right, it doesn't say Trump, right?
Nope, doesn't say Trump. It's not a political hat. And he tells him he's going to be arrested if he stands there with that hat and goes in to vote. I'm sorry, this is outrageous on every level.
Well, it really is. And that hat does not say vote for Trump on it. So that's,
you know, that's, yeah, so that's the kind of stuff that we're dealing with out there. And yeah, it's just interesting. I mean, I'm absolutely floored and fascinated with the Trump campaign this year, because it is so much better than his previous two campaigns. And I mean, Jeff, I've never seen anybody do these things, you know, and I was joking, you know, I actually have a degree in political science, and it's useless because Trump just threw out the playbook. He rewrote the book. I'd have, you know, I mean, I don't know why anybody would go to school for that degree now. All you got to do is watch what this man is doing. And the garbage truck thing yesterday was just ingenious.
Well, all right. So Mr. Poli-Sci degree, assuming that anybody's allowed to discuss and examine political campaigns that don't come from the ruling class, the Trump situation with that, nothing short of brilliant. Am I right?
Well, it was brilliant. And the thing is, I think, Jeff, that you and I can appreciate it coming from broadcasting backgrounds, because we were always living and dying based on what kinds of stunts that we pulled. You know, that's, you don't right. see that as much now, but you and I are from the old school that's in right. broadcasting, where if you wanted to advance your career, you had to pull some stunts, and they had to be creative.
Right.
And sometimes they got you fired, but, you know, I mean, that's the risk, but you couldn't advance or maybe even keep your job without that.
That's
so funny. You know that. I mean, you yeah. did some, I did some. I mean, yep. so I'm watching Trump and I'm saying, this guy, this is like an old school radio guy
yeah.
pulling stunts, and they're brilliant. I mean, everyone, and he did the rally last night wearing the jacket.
Absolutely. No, you're right, man. It is back in the days, back when radio used to be radio. It hasn't been radio
yeah.
in a decade or so, but back when radio was radio, we did that stuff all the time. And
oh, we had to. Yeah.
You had to. That's exactly right. Yes, exactly right. This is a guy who understands the appeal of Vince McMahon, the World Wrestling Federation, World Wrestling Entertainment.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
You know,
shows
somebody,
up at the events.
Somebody, now let me ask you this, because now that we're over time, we're talking radio, buddy. This is a guy, you know, had part of his view of the world set by guys like Bob Grant in New York, right?
He knows. Well, absolutely, and Rush. Rush had a great deal of influence on Trump, a great deal, going back years, more than people know. And the Trump candidacy and presidency has been, in many ways, a Rush Limbaugh presidency. Really has, the one that Rush was never able to attain or didn't want to or try for.
Yeah.
And so that's really what we've been getting here.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely, it's wonderful. And I really think we're going to win on Tuesday. But I want us to win Virginia, because
yes.
if we win Virginia, the night will be short. If we win Virginia, Jeff, can you just beg your listeners to have 100% turnout? You just beg them for me. Beg.
Brian, beg. I am telling you now, I am hoarse at this point. I've been begging people to
scream at people. Just, you know, and even if they get annoyed at you, just say, come on, it's, you know, let's put Virginia over, because the polls are showing that Virginia is in play, and
yep.
man, the satisfaction of winning Virginia would be it would be more than any other state, any other, because nobody has that on the red map. Nobody does, and yet the polls show it could be within 1 to 3 points, which means your listeners alone could put Trump over the top.
Well, Brian, I agree with you, man. I got to run, because I got to remind people to go and vote for Trump. But I'm going to look forward to chatting with you again after the election. That is Brian
absolutely.
Cody. Remind everybody real fast where they find you online.
Sure. Facebook.com. So it's Facebook, and we have a page called Media Equalizer. Media Equalizer, one word, on Facebook. And we love having you there. Media Equalizer on Facebook.
I love it. Thank you, Brian. That is Brian Maloney, the Media Equalizer. And he's absolutely right. Virginia is in play. I've been telling people that. I don't mean to lecture anybody.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod. That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
I promise I'm not wagging my finger, but I have been saying this since the beginning, that Virginia is in play, and I cannot tell you how many people say, oh, that's ridiculous. It's not ridiculous, because these are real people like you and me who are going to the grocery store and buying gasoline, for God's sakes. Virginia's in play. I don't do predictions, as you know, but I would not be the least bit surprised if Virginia goes the right way, if you know what I mean. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.